USA Radio News.
Senate leaders are working on a bill to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. The bill would fund the government for the next 6 weeks. Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, tells you what he believes Nancy Pelosi would do if the government would happen to shut down.
She'll just wait until January the 3rd, and when she's running the show in the House, and then send us a budget without a penny for the wall.
Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch is on Capitol Hill today speaking behind closed doors to House Republicans. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News he's very interested about that meeting in 2016 between former President Bill Clinton and Lynch.
These issues and Loretta Lynch's participation in that, those all need to come out today because it all points to kind of a double standard here. What happened to Hillary Clinton? What's happening to Michael Flynn and anybody associated with President Trump?
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Senate version of the First Step Act will now be sent to the House, which is expected to pass it, and then send it to President Trump, who announced he will sign the bill as well. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The First Step Act, which passed the Senate 87-12, is a massive overhaul of the criminal justice system. Mr. Trump declared, "This will keep our community safer and provide hope for a second chance to those who earn it." I spoke to Heather Rice Minus of Prison Fellowship, who tells us the First Step Act will provide incentives to those incarcerated.
Incarcerated men and women will be assigned programming based on individualized risk assessments, and there's going to be incentives to complete those programs.
I'm John Clemens.
Two teens with a migrant caravan are dead. A statement from the Baja California's prosecutor office says the boys were around 16, and it appears that they were stabbed and strangled. The bodies were reportedly dumped in an alley over the weekend after the boys left a shelter for unaccompanied children. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A federal judge delayed sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. A new hearing date is set for March 13th, and Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News his whole main concern with this Mueller probe.
I've always been a critic of the idea that you can listen to someone's phone call without a warrant. That's what they did to General Flynn. I think it basically was entrapment. I think what they did should be illegal if it isn't already illegal what they did to him. But then on the other issue to me is a little unseemly, the idea of people lobbying for foreign governments. In fact, I'm toying with the idea and contemplating and in discussions of whether or not we should just make a law that you can't do lobbying for foreign governments, because it really does appear to be divided loyalty, whether you're in government or not. I don't like the idea that Saudi Arabia spends tens of millions of dollars every year hiring people for their interests. Their ambassador should come to our capital and tell us what the interests of Saudi Arabia are. But we shouldn't have people. Think about Ukraine. You got pro-Western Ukraine, pro-Russian Ukraine. Yeah. Should they all hire million-dollar lobbyists to come over here and talk to us?
And Paul continues.
He lied about something that the government shouldn't have even been listening to the phone calls. Right. The original FBI said, you know, they didn't even think he was lying. So, no, I think it's a terrible idea that you let the government listen to all our phone conversations, and then they try to trip you up on whether or not you remember your conversation correctly yet on the phone. So I think what they did to General Flynn in talking to the ambassador was all terrible, entrapment, and shouldn't happen.
For USA Radio News,